97.7.
Zone HD.
For Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC, visit RadioAguilan.com. This is KZNE, KNDE-HD3, and KNDE-HD4, K274CM. College Station Bryan.
Play.
I'm Brett Jackham, and this report is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave, now with new rust-proof aluminum bottoms. With three games left, there are three teams fighting for the last wild card in the American League. The Rangers wrapped up the West last night, and the Astros hold a one-game lead over the Angels and Twins. The best the Angels can hope for is the wild card after squandering its last chance at a division title with last night's loss, and the setback left C.J. Krohn a little disappointed.
That's always the goal when you start the season, is to win that division. And we didn't get that done, but we still have a chance to accomplish the bigger goal, and making the playoffs would be the start of that. So we got to win these next three games.
The Angels continue their series in Arlington, while the Twins host the AL Central champion Royals. Dallas Keuchel will go for his 20th when the Astros open a three-game series in Arizona. Andrew Luck did not throw at Colts practice today for a third straight day and remains questionable for Sunday against the Jaguars. Though Chuck Pagano is hopeful he will play. Drew Brees is likely going to return Sunday against Dallas, according to Saints head coach Sean Payton.
I think he's planning on it, and I think we're planning on starting him. You know, based on the work week and the reps, he's throwing well. I thought he looked sharp today.
Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly will miss his third straight game due to a concussion, and according to reports, Alshon Jeffrey expected to miss his third straight due to a calf injury. Three games in the college football schedule tonight. BYU hosts UConn, while Temple off to a nice start at 3-0. The Owls play at Charlotte, and 4-0 Memphis faces South Florida. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is James Brown of CBS Sports. We always have our game face on. Expect it here, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RPLE Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rplepestcontrol.com. Navasota Theater Alliance presents Father of the Bride. The show runs through October 10th. For showtimes and to purchase tickets, visit navasotatheateralliance.com. Advent GX will celebrate the kickoff of redevelopment of the Ice House on Main with a community photo tonight during the 10th anniversary celebration of First Friday in historic downtown Bryan. Today is the last day for Angel Tree registrations with the Salvation Army Bryan. Parents or legal guardians wanting to sign up their children may stop by until 3 today at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. Call 361-0618. Today sunny and 84, tonight mostly clear, 56. It's another high school football Friday night on the Zone as Bryan High visits Huntsville at 7 on Sports Radio 1150, and the Rudder Rangers take on College Station High, also at 7, on the Zone 102.7 FM. For more information and for podcasts of the games, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Atkinson It Pays to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
Your home for fighting Texas Aggie football. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And now it's movie time with Rob Clark.
What a strange person.
Here's this week's review.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
On Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Well, welcome back. Second hour of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. sponsored by MSC Opus. You can check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at MSCOpus.org. All the information on tickets and all the great events and shows there at MSCOpus.org. You can also hit us up, 693-1150, or text us 229-1939. Rob, I hope this movie was good, because I have been looking forward to this one for an awfully long time. It is The Martian.
It is, indeed. Did you read the book?
Or I haven't. Okay. It got so big that I wanted to, but then I didn't want to read it and then see the... I'm waiting until after the movie, then I'm going to read it.
I didn't read it either. I went into this pretty pretty raw. But it's a really good movie. It's everything I think you would want it to be, without the, you know, if it's true to the book, I don't know. I don't care. Directed by Ridley Scott, he knows a thing or two about space movies.
Yes. Especially involving other planets.
Right. Matt Damon stars as Mark Watney. He's an astronaut, and he's also a botanist, which is a very handy skill that comes into play later when he has to grow food on Mars.
Without water.
Right.
Or at least, you know, running water. He didn't know that was there.
Correct.
It's on the other side of the planet.
Well, and this does not tie in directly to the Mars news of the week. So it's just a very strange NASA Hollywood coincidence.
Yeah.
The cast is really good. Jessica Chastain, she's the mission commander. Michael Pena is the comic relief guy, like he is in just about every movie. Kate Mara is in it. Chiwetel Ejiofor, my favorite name. He's sort of the brains behind it all. Jeff Daniels is the NASA director. Kristen Wiig is in it as a PR person. So great cast. Sean Bean, Boromir from Lord of the Rings, and Ned Stark, Game of Thrones. And he does not get killed immediately.
Oh, man. Okay. So, wow.
He is on the rise.
Finally survives a movie?
Yes. It starts out immediately. They're on Mars, and a storm comes, big storm. Matt Damon's character gets knocked out of view, and because his sort of signal shuts off, they think that he's dead. And so they have to escape the planet, and so they leave him. NASA announces his death. Everyone thinks he's dead. Turns out he's not, as you might have guessed by now. Meanwhile, the crew is back on its way to Earth. It's going to take like 10 months to get back to Earth. So Matt Damon sort of has to go through, it's sort of like Castaway in space, you know, it's like take Gravity and Castaway and throw them together.
Okay.
He has to figure out how to grow food and where does he get water? It's all that kind of stuff. So just as Tom Hanks had to create fire, Matt Damon has to create plant life.
So what's like the next level up on this? Because island, by comparison to Mars, relatively easy living, it would seem.
Yes.
So I don't know what would be harder than Mars. Maybe the moon? I don't know. I don't know what would be harder than that. So they got to find something for the next person to do.
So he's trying to survive until the next, mission can be within reach. And that's really all you need to know about the plot. But It reminded me of Gravity in the beginning, in that it's sort of that sort of action that just makes you want to fall off the chair. You know, you're on the edge of your
seat. Did you see this big screen?
Just regular. I didn't see it. And it's not playing in IMAX, interestingly enough, because Everest is still.
Oh, that's playing, right.
So, but I did see it. Did not see it in 3D because it wasn't on at the right time. But It's really, really good. I thought Matt Damon did well, and I don't always like him. It depends on the role, you know, when he's doing his sassy, you know, routine, the how about them apples, that kind of thing. I'm pretty irritated by him, but he plays it pretty straight. But it's so scripted, you know, everything he says is kind of funny, you know, in a Aaron Sorkin screenwriter kind of way.
Yeah, well, see, that's what someone said, was that this movie was a lot funnier than they were expecting, is what I heard in a lot of the reviews.
Well, he's sort of recording everything as it's happening, so he's talking to the camera all the time, and so, of course, everything he says is going to be, you know, very, very witty, even as he's stranded in Mars. Chiwetel Ejiofor is really good. Jeff Daniels is all smarmy, and he does that really well.
That's his thing.
Yeah. It didn't leave me like exhilarated like Gravity did. I didn't, you know, rush out and text everybody, you got to go see this movie. But it's from start to finish, it's really well done. It's really entertaining. It's a little long. I thought they could have shaved easily 15, 20 minutes off of it, and it would have been fine. But it does keep you interested, you know, and you're never really bored, or it's never really dull. There are some leaps made in the field of science, I believe. I'm sure Neil deGrasse Tyson will have a field day with it.
Well, I had heard that they brought in a lot of people on this movie, that a lot of the stuff in this movie is supposed to be things they think they'll be able to do it here pretty soon.
Well, I'm sure, you know, as I was watching, I thought, you know, if we ever do land on Mars, you know, with people, this does seem like how it might go. But then as it goes on, I'm like, okay, this is never going to be possible. What do I know? Yeah, it's really well done. And when the alien pops out, no.
When the alien finally comes out of Matt Damon's chest, right, and you learn that this is actually part of the Alien trilogy.
Yes, it's Prometheus 2.
What a horrible movie that was, by the way. But there you go.
Yeah, it's if you like these kinds of movies, you'll really enjoy. Even if you don't, it's so well done. And the acting is so good, and the cast is so strong that even if you're not into space movies, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, there's some space movies that, and I love all of them, but they get caught up in their own high techness or sci-fi-ness, I guess, that they lose the average person. But I've heard that this isn't like that. That anyone would like this movie. Yeah. I thought maybe. The big one, the Christopher Nolan Interstellar was a little bit like that. That lost some people along the way, right. I think. But this one's supposedly not like that.
Yeah.
Anything else big coming out this week? We're getting to that time of year.
Yeah, we're finally getting some decent ones. Next week is the what's it called? The Man on the Wire.
The Walk.
Yes. And interestingly enough, Man on Wire, the documentary about the guy, is on Netflix. So I think people are going to be watching that.
Yeah, double teaming.
That's the next big one.
Now, I've heard for that one, and was it Everest is the one that's also playing at IMAX now? That they both do the same thing. A few movies are doing this, I guess, nowadays. But they open in IMAX for a little bit before they're opening in regular theaters because they were basically shot for IMAX 3D. And the Walk, I think is what it's called, is one of those. And I read a review yesterday of that one. Because I think it's on, maybe not here, but it's on this week in IMAX if you can find it. One of the reviews on that one basically said, like, this movie is really not that good, but the actual action at the end is amazing. So it almost makes it worth it. So, well, there we go. A few movies coming out. Go check out The Martian. Tell us what you think. A while back, I had said I would volunteer to be the first person to die on Mars. That would be...
Well, then this works nicely in with space news, too. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. This sort of is serving as this week's space news.
Oh.
We're not doubling down on... Well, we had such a big space news Monday, there was no way we were going to top that today. Very rarely, Primo. We do space news every week.
You couldn't hold your water on Monday?
No. Well, I wasn't even here on Monday.
Oh,
but
okay.
It happened on Monday.
Right.
Very, very rarely is space news so much space news that it's actual news also.
Right.
Water on Mars, actual news. That now, crossed all of the check boxes.
Yes, I have to ask, does this mean we're depriving the listeners of the space news jingle?
I mean, we have it. If they want to play it, they can play it. But
is that the way you would word that? Depriving?
We thought we might give everyone a break for one week of the space news jingle.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah. I mean, I could sing it right now probably, but I don't think anybody wants to hear that. Oh, God.
We don't have to go through the whole thing.
Now that it's gone,
what it sounds like to me is it sounds like McDermott. Goofing around over on his computer.
That's kind of how it started.
Noodling on his keyboard.
Yeah, just kind of messing. Yeah.
It sort of started as an offshoot of the Kelly Bird Dozier song, which I hum during the breaks.
Yeah, actually,
all
you're
the time.
Right. Yeah, you do.
So then
it's
became
pretty painful.
It became the space news jingle.
It is a little Kelly Bird Dozier.
Yeah. No one out there knows what we're talking about, but I like to sing along
with
the background music. When you hear the Kelly Bird Dozier song at some point today on the station, just imagine someone going in the background, and that's what I do during the break. It drives the guys at the studio and everyone that happens to be in here nuts. But yeah, so it's, unfortunately for Matt Damon, he didn't know there was water on the other side of the planet, or he would have landed somewhere differently, I imagine, in this movie.
Yeah.
But
totally different movie.
That would have really changed things if there was a nearby water source. That is always funny though when you like. Well, now this happens so quickly. It is kind of funny when you go back and watch a movie and like one thing we know now or bit of technology would have really changed the entire plot of the movie. That's kind of the thing here. Like, oh, head a few miles west. There's clearly water over there, Matt. But he doesn't know that. All right. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Coach G is going to join us. Big match tonight over there at the soccer stadium. We'll talk to him about that. Hit us up, 229-1939. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on.
Now, you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt and you could be dancing in these aisles. Coors Light here.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules, including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
Hey, want to take my new Toyota Tundra camping this weekend?
Well, that's a nice truck, but we'd be hitting some pretty rugged backcountry.
Well, the Tundra TRD Pro race truck did win the baddest endurance race in Baja. I mean, that's pretty rugged.
It did? Huh. I had no idea.
And with my Tundra, I go off-road deep in the woods, towing my wakeboard boat to the lake, which weighs more than your camping gear.
Well, I can't.
And there was that canyon I drove down last week.
Okay, it's tough. So what time do we leave?
Pick you up at 6.
Ouch. That early?
I'll bring you coffee.
Toughness comes standard. The Toyota Tundra with available 381 horsepower V8 and all kinds of creature comforts. It's ready for whatever your weekend brings. Right now, qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash and a dependable 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Tundra TRD Pro Race Model driven by professional drivers in Baja 1000 Race. Please use caution in actual driving scenarios. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10-5-15.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Hey, want to take my new Toyota Tundra camping this weekend?
Well, that's a nice truck, but we'd be hitting some pretty rugged backcountry.
Well, the Tundra TRD Pro race truck did win the baddest endurance race in Baja. I mean, that's pretty rugged.
It did? I had no idea.
And with my Tundra, I go off-road deep in the woods, towing my wakeboard boat to the lake, which weighs more than your camping gear.
Well, I can't.
And there was that canyon I drove down last week.
Okay, it's tough. So what time do we leave?
Pick you up at 6.
Ouch. That early?
I'll bring you coffee.
Toughness comes standard. The Toyota Tundra with available 381 horsepower V8 and all kinds of creature comforts. It's ready for whatever your weekend brings. Right now, qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash and a dependable 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Tundra TRD Pro Race Model driven by professional drivers in Baja 1000 Race. Please use caution in actual driving scenarios. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10-5-15.
Your home for Fighting Texas Aggie football. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Wow.
welcome back. Trying to get Coach G on the phone. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo, the Friday show. We've been flying fast today with guests, Primo. It's not even time to think.
It's probably saved the listener having to listen to my dumb takes. So I'd say it's a good thing.
Nah. People love hot takes. In fact, Sam Peschick from the newsroom tweeted out one of our takes was so hot it caught a tree on fire.
Did
across
it?
The street. No, apparently a squirrel ran into a transformer and started a big fire out behind the Eagle.
No, really?
Yeah. There's a huge fire out back. Apparently everyone was outside looking at it as the show was getting going. So
that's a tough one for the squirrel.
Yeah, I mean the squirrel had to take the fall for that one, but you can't be running into transformers. I've always said that.
I would say that's not a good idea.
Don't run into Transformers. I'm assuming that's also the pregame speech Coach G will be giving tonight. A&M soccer coach G. Guerrieri joins us. We missed the connect yesterday with him. He's apparently, Primo, he's got, like, recruits in town, and apparently that's, like, more important than talking to us. So we let him off the hook yesterday. But Coach, how are we doing today?
We're good. Today is recruits, and yesterday was just a long practice.
Okay. Well, we'll let you off for that one too.
All parts of the job. All good parts of the job.
Just for my own interest, because I've covered recruiting for football, and I basically know, and it's covered so much that people know what all happens on a recruiting visit for football. What do y'all get to do? I'm not asking you to give away any specifics or any tricks of the trade. You don't want other people to know, but what do the recruits actually get to see and do while they're here?
Well, it's a little bit different than football in that football are recruiting seniors in high school. We're recruiting freshmen and sophomores in high school. And so the hard thing for us is that we're recruiting kids that we can't call and can't email. Which obviously poses a few problems. But typically when we have kids on campus as recruits, we're trying to show them kind of a day in the life. What's it like to be a student athlete at Texas A&M. What's it like to be a student soccer player at Texas A&M? So, we go around campus a lot. I was walking around campus with some girls earlier today as classes were going from to and fro. We go around. We obviously go and do a lot of things as far as athletic facilities, and they'll be at our pregame tonight. They'll be at our game tonight. They'll have a chance to be around the players and see what a game day is like and what the environment is like at Ellis Field, which is unlike anywhere else in the country. So they'll get a chance to do all that. And then if they have an opportunity to be here on a Saturday, then we'll take them to a football game. And so tomorrow actually is the first football game that I will have had the opportunity to be at, and we've got some recruits in town for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if this weekend in particular was good for recruiting because there's no split games. I know later this year you have a Friday-Sunday where both games are at home, but because y'all only have the game tonight, no game on Sunday this week, is that a kind of a bigger weekend than normal in recruiting?
No, not really. It's a bigger weekend than normal for our players because after the game tonight, they'll get some time off. And so they can actually – typically if we're here for a if we have a game on Sunday, then we don't let them go to the whole football game and stand for 4 hours in 90 plus degree heat and then try to play a game that their life matters the next day. So typically we would have them go, and as soon as the band wins halftime, then they leave. But for tomorrow, they'll be able to go and be a part of the 12th man for the whole time. And really it's a cool experience for them. And for us, it's a good opportunity just to let them just be college kids for a weekend.
What's this weekend in practice been like coming off the first back-to-back losses in quite a while? What's been the attitude at practice, and how much is the team looking forward to getting back out on the field tonight?
Well, I know that they're really looking forward to getting out and kind of reversing what has happened. I think a lot of people are like, oh, my God, what's going on? Because we lost two road SEC games 2-1. And it's the first time we've lost back-to-back games in about 8 years. So, first and foremost, the thing for training was not to panic, but just to understand that we have to do better in fighting and in battling, and understanding that when Texas A&M steps into a game, you step in with a massive target on your back. It's it is potentially the biggest game that our opponents have ever played in their lives. So you know that you're going to get as superhuman an effort as possible from them when they play you, and you've got to be able to beat that effort and to still be able to play with our game plan in mind. So this week was a lot of getting our young players to understand that, and to, you know, and not through threats or anything, but just to understand this is what we do really well. This is how we want to do this. The reason we're practicing this now, by the way, is because we want to do it in the game on Friday. You know, little things like that, and just reinforcing all the good that this team has been doing all year that got them off to a 9-1 start, and now we've just got to reverse a bad weekend.
Yeah, Coach, 9-3 on the surface doesn't look like that bad a record, and yet y'all are coming off the two losses. This is a time when, and maybe I'm misspeaking for your team in particular, but I would think this is a time where a coach wants to look around and find the however many players they have, 1, 2, 3, maybe they're lucky and have, you know, quite a few, but the players that you can go to that fully understand your message and can help you get that across. I mean, you're always looking for that. It's not just after a loss or two, but are there some players that you felt like this week in practice maybe showed a little bit more leadership and did help get your message and get the overall message across?
Are you talking about the soccer team?
Your soccer team in particular.
Yeah,
just
course.
Players.
These are the back-to-back defending SEC champions. Our team is full of these players. So it's just a matter of getting the younger players to understand the importance of every second, of every minute, of every match. And so that's the thing, is this week has been really good because, you know, we have champions in our locker room. We have players that are accustomed to this fight. And a lot of times, you know, for the younger players, it's this aha moment, like, oh, that's what you guys have been telling me about every day. And that's really where it is. I mean, the three seniors that we're going to honor tonight at senior night, Cousineau and Muller and Leonard are winners in every way. And so obviously they've been excellent about, you know, the messaging and how we're going to do it. But really, you can go through it to the Grace Wrights, who, you know, was raised here in College Station, to you know, players who are even you know, Michaela Harvey and some of the other younger players, Haley Pounds, who have gone through some of these tough times, even though they've only been here for 1 year. You know, they're really good. They're very, very good teammates. They're helping each other out. They're helping themselves to convey not just what the coaches are saying, but just to make sure that everybody understands and everybody's kind of on the same page. And, you know, different people learn differently and at different speeds. And so some of our freshmen, like, for example, Emily Bates, I mean, it didn't take her any time to pick up what we're talking about. The problem is that she's been out for the last three or four games. So for the others, it's just a matter now of them understanding and just kind of getting it in gear a little bit. And, you know, we're going to play a team tonight that's going to be pretty physical. They're going to be a very, very challenged in the space and the time that Mississippi State's going to give us to play. So we've got to be up for that fight. And I'm absolutely confident that our players are going to show up and really put on a good show tonight.
Another thing that's got to help get the game day juices flowing a little bit, today's weather almost couldn't be better. It's not going to be too hot out there this evening. Should be, I believe, in the low 70s by this evening. Going to be a fun night out there at the stadium for senior night, Coach.
Yeah, it's like Chamber of Commerce weather. I'm hoping that I usually see Royce Hickman out there anyway, so I'm hoping he'll have his camera and video ready to go to show people that this is what it's like at a Texas A&M athletic event. It's a fun place to be. It's fast paced. You've got the 12th man there, and you've got it to where you know, the team is ready to play. And for folks who haven't been to a soccer game at Texas A&M, you know, I know it sounds, this probably because I'm obviously the coach, but it really is a fun event. There's a lot of really neat things are going on, and the athleticism of these student athletes is really, really fun to see. And the way that they play for each other and what they do in representing the university is pretty cool to see. So, you know, for a lot of folks who are coming in out of town, I hope you'll look at that, you know, the weekend starts now. So 7 o'clock, you know, Ellis Field is right there immediately south of Reed Arena. Park at Reed, come on in, and it's 2 hours of action-packed fun.
Yeah, it should be a good one tonight, and you don't even have to learn any new yells. It's Mississippi State tonight. It's Mississippi State tomorrow. you can beat the hell out of the Bulldogs all weekend, Coach.
That's right, and so you know there'll be a lot of maroon in the on the field and stuff like that. We will be the people without cowbells, but it'll be it should be a good environment over at Ellis, and I think for a lot of people, we're hoping that. That'll be some really good entertainment for him, too.
There you go. Coach, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, boys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I was going to talk to Coach G. Should be, like I said, beautiful day outside.
We haven't
even talked about it. I woke up this morning and was cleaning our house out a little bit, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to open the door. It feels great outside. Let the air flow through here. So hopefully a good crowd tonight. Should be a fun time over there at the soccer complex as they take on Mississippi State, 7 o'clock over there. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. So stay with us. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone FM, 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. A College Station man has died following a crash east of Bryan. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says investigators are attempting to learn why the vehicle left Highway 21, struck a tree, and caught fire last night around 11.
If somebody seen this vehicle prior to the accident, saw something that would kind of tell us what was going on prior to the accident, yeah, we'd love to certainly talk to them.
The body of 38-year-old Andres Vasquez was taken to Austin for an autopsy. Morgan says there were no passengers. An iconic building at the north end of downtown Bryan is getting a makeover.
The Ice House is a 20,000-square-foot building. It's a historic structure that was built in 1912, and it has a great history.
Advent GX's Director of Communications, Joan Quintana, says their plans for the building include a banquet hall, retail space, and restaurant concepts. To kick off the redevelopment, the public is invited to participate in a community photo this evening at 6:30.
We just want to make sure that the community understands that we see this as their project, and we want to develop it for them. So we really do encourage a lot of input and participation, and we would love to see them there on Friday night at 6:30.
More details and renderings of the Ice House on Main are online at WTAW.com. Bluebell officials have announced the home plant in Brenham is expected to begin production in the next few months. Spokesman Joe Robertson says phase two of Bluebell's five-phase return will expand their distribution area from Waco to Tulsa and begins November 2nd. In high school football tonight, Rudder hosts College Station High School on the Zone 102.7 FM, and Brian travels to Huntsville with all the action right here on Sports Radio 1150. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
It's time for Tailgater Truths, presented by Dish. Truth number 29. Game day without HD is like a tailgate without bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With the Tailgater from Dish, you get mobile satellite TV and quarterback sacking HD. It sets up in 15 quick minutes or less and automatically connects to a satellite signal. So the only games you're playing are the ones you want to. Plus, there's no long-term contracts. You can pay as you go. Or add the Tailgater to your Dish home account for only $7 a month. So fire up the grill and the TV and start making tail greatness this season. Just be sure to use a napkin before touching that remote, Mr. Bacon Fingers. To learn more, visit dish.com/tailgate. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte, free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Play the Tap Pick'em Contest. Get your game preview. Ask your recruiting questions. Join Billy and Bryce at the Tap. For the Bellucci Hour Lunch every Monday and Thursday at noon. And heard right here on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Up first in the High School Report, Larry Bowen is out, maybe in town, maybe on the road. Larry, what are you doing? Where are you heading? What are you eating? What's the plan?
Well, I'm heading over to Willis, Aubrey, to see what I think will be a really interesting football game between A&M Consolidated and Willis. And there's a couple of the local teams that I wanted to talk to you about. But before I do that, I'd like to put in one plug for my favorite sport, volleyball. We got a great match tonight, Aubrey. I don't think you're going out of town to a game. You might want to go watch it. But College Station Volleyball is playing at Rudder tonight at 6 o'clock. Those two teams are both 6-0 in District 18-5A. This is the last match of the first round. Rudder's ranked fifth in the state, and I think it's going to be some fabulous volleyball. So I just wanted to get that out there to the folks that are listening. If I wasn't leaving town to go cover a high school football game, I would be over at the gym watching that. Is that okay?
Yeah, and Larry,
I already did it now.
And Larry, I am heading out of town. You know, I've got to go to Huntsville as soon as this show is over.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, because I said David should talk about your remarkable color analyst abilities in the second half of the segment. So you have an excuse. So, but to other people, but just for folks in town, it's going to really be good. Let's start, Aubrey, not with the game that I'm going to, but one that I wrote about a preview story today. That is going to be right here in town. Folks want to go see some high school football. College Station Cougars will be right down the street from where you are this very moment at Merrill Green Stadium to play against Rudder. It's really an interesting game, Aubrey. Second year for Will Compton as the head coach at Rudder. They've got things going the right direction, but they had certainly a long way to go when Coach Compton and his staff took over. Last year when they played College Station, it was one of those games that you would like to forget and at the same time never can forget. 83-20, College Station won it. Ooh. Obviously just demolished Rudder. This Rudder team is much better than last year. They're vastly improved. The question really, I think, is whether they're improved enough to threaten College Station and have a chance to win. I don't see any way in the world it's going to be that kind of a lopsided game. But it's just interesting, and it's fun to watch. I'll tell the folks in town that if they're going to go to Merrill Green Stadium and see that one, they want to watch quick. If they're going to get them a drink of Coke or have a bite of popcorn, do it quick because these teams go fast. And College Station offensively goes about as fast as anybody I've seen. I covered them a few weeks ago when they beat Elgin 64-0. And I always give the coaches at A&M Consolidated a hard time about playing a fast-paced, no-huddle offense. But the thing that they do, maybe it's because they like me. Aubrey, I know you do a lot of stuff because you like me, bless your heart. but they go to the line, and then everybody turns and looks to the sideline. So the offensive coordinator gets a look at the defense, then sends down a signal, calls down a signal, and they send it out. College Station, I have an idea they might have just scripted all 70 plays or something. They just go. So, it could be Terrell Owens thing? If you bring your popcorn, eat it fast. But that's an interesting game. It's at Merrill Green at 7:30. It's College Station on the road to play Rudder. I think it'll be much more competitive than it was last year. Then the other game I can talk to you about, Aubrey, is A&M Consolidated. It's going over to Willis. I think it's going to be closer than people expect. I think it's going to be a battle. You know, you love Aubrey, and you've been around them, so you can appreciate this. You love sometimes the things that you get from high school coaches, because they'll say things, and you'll go like, man, that's just fun. So I asked David Raphael, the A&M Consolidated coach, about Willis, because Willis just got lit up last week by College Station. It was like 53-19, and just didn't look the part of a contender, although everybody, including the College Station coaches, tell me that they're an athletic, you know, talented team. So I asked David Raphael about him. He said, that's a good football team that did not get off the bus. You know, you don't hear that in other stuff. You never hear, like, a chemistry professor say, you know, that's a good chemist, but he just didn't get off the bus that day. So I just like that. I think it's going to be a really tough battle. The coach, Audie Jackson from Willis, and I can close with this and let you get to the important guy on the high school segment, but the coach told me that he sees very clearly a Big Four in the district, and that's the way it was last year, which that is Bryan, College Station, Consol, and Huntsville. And he feels like a team like Willis or anybody else that wants to move up into that group has to knock off one of those teams. Well, they've already gotten blown out by College Station, so he feels like their opportunities are going away. This one's at home. Both teams are 2-2. Consol's 1-0 in district after that remarkable win last week, and Willis is 0-1, so I think there's going to be a little sense of now or never for Willis. I think it's going to be a good game.
Well, there we go. Larry, we're looking forward to hearing about it and reading your story tomorrow in the paper and at BrazosSports.com.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't ask me about the one person I got into my preview story today.
Who is
that? Obviously, you didn't read it. Snidely Whiplash.
Oh, that is quite the name.
Okay. Well, you have to go back and check it. Don't read it while you're driving to Huntsville, though.
Yeah, I'll read it. I'll read it once I'm in the press box, Larry.
Okay, buddy.
All right, there you go. We are going to get David on the phone, and while we are giving him a call, I want to remind you that it is another high school Friday night here on The Zone. Bryan will visit Huntsville. That's where me and David will be right here at 7 on Sports Radio 1150, unless you're listening to us on The Zone FM 102.7, because that's where the Rudder Rangers will be taking on College Station High. For more information, for podcasts of those games, visit BrazosFootball.com. Should be a fun night over there in Huntsville. I don't know if I don't know if we have a name yet for when Rudder plays College Station, but I'm proposing the new school duel. I know they're not new anymore, but they're newer than their counterparts across town.
Yeah.
So that's my name for Rudder College Station. We care, but that's not our main game. We're gonna be over there in Huntsville for what tonight a big game for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think it is a really big game, and I think they'll take on a Huntsville team that just kind of like Larry was talking about Willis with the loss last week. It was a much closer loss, obviously, for Huntsville, but I think they'll sort of see that back against the wall kind of mentality, because they don't want to drop to 0-2 in district play, and they play well at home. They're going to play at Bauer Stadium, which is also Sam Houston's home, but that's their home where they play their home games, and I think it'll be a great game tonight. By the way, as good as that volleyball match is, you can't go to volleyball tonight, so I really do appreciate you coming to the game this evening, and to back up what Larry says, I've had a great time doing games with you during the course of the year so far. So
well, thanks, David. It should be another fun one. I'm looking forward to, hopefully, well, maybe if you're a Bryan fan, not hopefully, but maybe getting a close game. Bryan's either blown out their opponent or been blown out since the first week of the season.
You know, it's funny, they lost that opening game 14-10, but it sort of felt like a blowout, didn't it?
Wasn't exactly a great game either.
They didn't get much going offensively. I think that's the key. What can Bryan will do offensively against Huntsville's defense? And last year they moved the ball very effectively. They don't have Kiki Johnson this year. It's a different kind of offense, but I think as opposed to last week when B.J. Ross really didn't carry the ball, didn't have to carry the ball against Livingston, I think we'll see him run the football. football tonight, and I think that's a big plus for Brian when he does carry the football. And it's all going to be how well he can get that offense working against a pretty good defense, but a defense that's also given up some yards too. So they've got athletes on that side of the field, but man, Huntsville's loaded with athletes on the offensive side of the ball. That's and Rico Bennett, we've talked about him a lot because he plays a lot of sports, but that guy was a guy that Brian was all over last year repeatedly. They're all over him in the backfield, but they brought him down like once. They only got one sack against him, and he's a scrambling dude. And then the thing is, when he scrambles out of trouble, he can still find a guy downfield and he can throw it on a rope. He's a very good back, but I think the quarterbacks will be a real key tonight with BJ going for Brian and Rico checking the ball downfield for Huntsville. Yeah, I think we've got a lot. You know, this is that week where a lot of people have buys, and so there are a lot of the top teams that are sort of sitting out. But I think there are some really good games tonight. I mean, I'm surprised at just how many good games we have. Larry talked about a couple of them, but one of the games that sort of jumped out at me was Brenham playing at Magnolia West. And West is a team that beat Huntsville earlier this year and really ran up a big score against them. And they have almost everybody back on offense. And I'm just wondering if the Cubs, though, and Brenham might have begun to right the ship with their win last week. Brenham's always better later in the season than they are earlier in the year. And they will be I just have to think they'll be a contender at some point. This is a game that they weren't picked to win, I don't think, last year, and they beat Magnolia West last year. So it'll be a really interesting game in Magnolia tonight. And the other game that jumped out at me, Rockdale knocked out of the top 10 last week, and they'll be playing at Madisonville tonight. Madisonville's kind of figuring out how to play that spread offense and putting up a lot of offense right now, but Rockdale put up a ton of offense in the loss to Caldwell last week, and that ought to be a good game. And another offensive game ought to be Caldwell playing at Mahia tonight. And hey, I'm bypassing homecoming in Mahia tonight to go to the game in Huntsville this evening.
Yeah, I don't know when Tyvee's homecoming is, but that's a little bit further of a trip, so I was probably going to miss that anyway. David, one of the things I'm interested in tonight, and this applies to our game as well, is seeing some teams who have had a mix of competition. You know, Brian has played really good teams. Temple, obviously, a threat to win the state title. They've played a couple pretty bad teams. And so, you know, you're around town, and people ask, you know, how good do you think so-and-so is, or how good do you think Brian is? My answer right now, we don't know. We don't know if they're a pretty good team. We don't know exactly what they can do, and I'm interested to see exactly how they handle, if it is. Of course, they could blow out Huntsville or get blown out, and it wouldn't really, I guess, be all that surprising these days, but to see how Brian handles a close game, because we really haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I'll get back to that opening game. We talked about them not getting much offense against Montgomery. I don't know if anybody got a chance to see the Thursday night TV game with Montgomery playing against Spring Westfield, but that was a pretty good game early. Now, Westfield is loaded. I mean, they can get their, you know, once they get their offensive attack going, and they'll just drive it down your throat, and they ended up winning that game going away. But early on in that game, I mean, that was a very competitive game. So I don't think the defense they ran into in Montgomery was by any means a bad defense. I think that's a really good, tough-to-handle defense. And so, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if Montgomery stays very much in the thick of that race, even though they're the smallest school in that 6A district that they play in. And I completely agree with you, Brian. We don't really have that feel for where they're going right now. It's because of the caliber of competition they played in, and you hit it right on the hit the nail right on the head, because I think Temple is very much a contender to win the 5A championship. I think they might be the Division I favorite right now.
Yeah, it should be an interesting weekend, and you mentioned some of the games. Anything else you're keeping an eye on we need to get in before the end of the segment?
Well, I think one game that I think that kind of interests me is Westwood playing at Anderson Shiro tonight. Anderson Shiro has been off to a little bit of a slow start, and Westwood, who was awful 2 years ago when this game was scheduled, has gotten pretty good, and that should be an interesting game. I think Westwood will be favored in that. In fact, I picked them to win, which, based on my prog picks, I might seriously consider other options, but I think that's a game that kind of jumped out at me as an interesting game. And Allen Academy's playing at Calvert. With all due respect to Allen Academy, who has a really fine football team, I don't see anybody beating Calvert right now. That's, you know, get ready for the next game, because and don't get anybody hurt tonight, because Calvert's a powerhouse.
Well, there we go. It should be a fun Friday night everywhere around the Brazos Valley. And, of course, right here on Sports Radio 1150, where you'll hear from me and David here again in a few hours. So, David, we'll let you go. I'll see you over there in Huntsville in a little bit.
Okay, take care.
There you go. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's Aggie football season at Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know about convenient parking and shuttle options. Park on campus for $20 and $25 cash only near the Bush Library, the Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, in Northside Garage, or on Agronomy or Finfeather Roads. Free shuttles run to many campus lots, or ride the new Downtown Bryan shuttle, or the Get to the Grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. For game day traffic, parking information, and more, download the Destination Aggieland app or visit transport.tamu.edu/football. Follow us on Twitter at GetToAggie. Game.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
You hear their games every Friday night on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. You follow their live scores on Twitter at Zone 1150, and you listen to the podcast of their games on BrazosFootball.com. But now you can really get to know your favorite high school football players with the High School Student Athlete Profile presented by Kelly Burt Dozer. This coming Tuesday, Zone reporter Chelsea Reber sits down with College Station football player Raj Preciado and gets to know more about him on and off the field. Broadcast begins at 1:35 on the Louis Belina Show, Sports Radio 1150, and the Zone 102.7 FM. Again, that's the High School Student Athlete Profile, and it's brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer.
Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, joined by Kelly Brown, not Kelly Burt Dozer.
No, we went to high school together, but we never were romantically involved.
Okay, that was too much information.
None of that's true.
The people out there didn't need
none
that.
None of that is true.
Well, now you said it, so I don't know that it's not true. And you're our editor, so I trust everything you say. So it's out there now.
Oh, my God.
You get to print a retraction.
Okay, here is what we have going. So the Association of Former Students tonight is hosting its 2015 Distinguished Alumni Gala.
Yeah?
You going?
No, I'm occupied with Brian Huntsville. You know, I got to call you out a little bit here. Moving the mic away to cough doesn't work if you touch the hot mic. So it just makes a different noise. So
I'd rather people hear that than my obnoxious coughing.
You know, they wanted to name me a distinguished alum this year, but I have the Brian Huntsville game tonight. So I said, you know what? We got to put it off for a little bit, guys.
Well, here's the thing. There's some names on here that I think folks are going to recognize. The honorees include Lyle Lovett.
Oh, I've heard of him.
1979 journalism graduate. He'll be there, as well as Lupe Frega, regent. Okay, that might ring a bell. Anyway, there are about a dozen folks on here, all the way back from the class of 42, William Pena, on up to the it goes back to class of 29.
Wow.
Well, he's no longer with us, but it's being
he's still
delivered
distinguished.
To his family. That's right.
Yeah.
And I guess the most recent on the list is Carrie Baker Wells, class of 84 of San Antonio. So Sam Peschek is going to go to this gala tonight and is going to try to talk to a couple of these folks. So that's going to be interesting, and you can read all about who they are, what they did to get this distinction. Up to 12 former students are selected each year for the honor. About 800 people are supposed to be at this deal tonight. So I'm just saying, looks like a lot of fun.
Well, if Peschek's going to be there, you know it's going to be a raging good time.
It always is. When you say that, you got to go, yes! You got to put your arms up in victory and do the Sam Peschek reaction.
The people on the radio can't see that, but Kelly's arms are up in victory.
That's right. That is Sam. When you see Sam Peschek, that's typically what he is doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so stories, other stories that are being worked on. Flu season is upon us.
They're
already.
Oh, and I missed the shots on Monday because I wasn't here.
Big mistake.
I know, I'm going to die now.
No, you call your doctor or you go walk
nope,
down the
I'm
street.
Dead. It's too late.
You don't
me.
Even have to walk a block to Walgreens to get
it's
a flu shot.
It's too
I'll
late
pay
for me.
For it.
It's too late. Got to move on without me.
You just want to have an excuse to, I have the flu. I can't come in for a week. Well, here's the deal. This is going to give you information on how strains are chosen for the flu shots, tips to avoid getting the flu, and how many cases of the flu they've already seen here in early October. It is quite interesting. We also have a story coming this weekend on the new campus in McAllen that is going to be considered a branch campus, much like the Cutter and Galveston.
Yep. Campuses. Very different places,
so
but same
that.
Situation.
Yes, correct. We have, there was a fatal car crash, sadly, on Texas 21. That is online right now. You can go to Miami Nation or theeagle.com to read that. There are actually several crime stories that you're going to want to log on to. We'll also have all the information about the game.
You're
tomorrow.
Struggling over here, by the way.
I'm trying not to cough.
You've got a button. You can hit the button if you've got a cough.
You've never told me about the button.
Yeah, you've got a button. You've got a cough button. You hit it if you've got a cough. I never hit mine. It's way over there, and I'm not going to get up, but
nobody ever trained me on that. Anyway, a little news about the Silk Stocking Lounge.
Yeah?
A gentleman's club, South College Station.
I haven't heard of it, but...
Well, it involves a third bouncer being arrested there.
Uh-oh.
So...
What happened to the first two? I guess we'll have to figure out on the... we'll have to get the story to figure out on that one. Now I had to find the button for you.
You're a gentleman. You are an officer and a gentleman.
Anyway.
Let's just say that. Well,
third bouncer. What happened to the first two?
Read the paper, man.
Okay.
There have been a few incidents there. So I challenge you to go to theeagle.com and search for Silk Stocking.
Find
and then you
them?
Can read those stories.
Okay.
Yes. And for those who were here in the 70s and 80s, that would be the Blue Dolphin is what it
okay.
used to be called.
Wow.
Have you guys talked about Rob Clark's?
We have not yet.
Excellent story. I wish that we had him in here. He wrote a story about Johnny Cash, and when he was on campus, or he was set to come give a concert in 1965. Okay, and that happened about 50 years ago. Rob has an excellent story that's running in Sunday's newspaper on the Brazos Life cover. So you're definitely going to want to go to MiamiNation.com and find out what some cadets did when General Rutter canceled the concert on campus because Mr. Cash had been arrested in El Paso on the prescription drugs charges.
Yeah.
So he came here. He came to Brazos County, and some students had played a major role in. Well, they brought him here. So
yes.
What's your favorite Johnny Cash song?
Ooh, I mean, Walk the Line, probably, but that's like a loaded. There's a lot of them. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. Not like Larry Bowen. I'm a massive.
Have you
Johnny
read
Cash
a story?
Fan. No, I haven't read the story yet. It's not Sunday yet. I don't like to spoiler alert my paper.
Okay.
I like to wait to see it. By the way, story doesn't quite do this thing justice, by the way.
It is a novella.
Yeah. Rob did a lot of research on this thing, and it should be a really cool thing to read on Sunday in your paper. If you don't get the paper, go pick one up on Sunday, because not only can you read Rob's story, but all of our stories from the game tomorrow.
That's right.
Should be a fun weekend. Kelly, what are you doing?
I'm going to the game.
All right. I'll be there.
I'll be the one in maroon.
Okay. Well, I won't be in maroon, but I'll be there at the game as well. Thanks for being with us today. If you're going out of town or coming into town, drive safe this weekend. We want you back here on Monday, and hopefully the Astros season is still going.